This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 24th of July 2022. Today we're aimed at new amateurs and we'll be welcoming and congratulating new amateurs and providing information and resources that amateurs new and old will appreciate. Are amateur radio numbers declining? I take a look at our numbers over the last couple of years and I ponder. And there's a call for help from the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club that I hope some of you may consider. And there's more, lots more, on News West, where amateur radio news is not only reported, it's completely amateur radio and relevant to VK6. Our website is vk6.net. I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer, and let's get on with it. Getting into the hobby of amateur radio is as simple as getting in touch with Ham College, the Northern Corridor Radio Group, the Bunbury Radio Group, or the Peel Amateur Radio Group, and getting your foundation license. Contact details for these clubs can be found at our website, vk6.net. To encourage new amateurs on air, we'd like to share with you the people who have gained, upgraded, or renewed their license in the past month. So let's start with the foundation licenses. There's a whole stack of those. And congratulations to Warren, Mary, John, Robert, Catherine, Lorraine, Stephen, Judith, Brian, Dino, Carlton, Vin, Michael, another Catherine, Roman, Gidon, Volney, Byungwook, Nam, and Elliot. So congratulations on your foundation license. There are three people who got their standard license, and that's Malcolm, Adam and David. Congratulations to you guys. And there's one advanced license, Tom. There is another one, but it looks like a special event call sign, so we'll wait for an announcement concerning that. So for new call signs, congratulations on joining amateur radio. And if you're an old hand who's upgrading or has upgraded, enjoy your new on-air identity. Of course, if you hear these calls on air, please make them feel welcome. In case you're wondering, there are 1,437 amateur licenses held in Western Australia as of today, and that's 10 more than last month.
Something a new amateur is usually on the lookout for, apart from physical resources, is information. The interweb is a huge resource. However, for the newcomer to a hobby, it can be a daunting mass of information. Fortunately, there are some resources that simplify the task of zooming in on the issue at hand, removing some of the frustration you might experience as you encounter roadblocks and dead ends. The Radio Amateur Society of Australia has a couple of helpful resources. These are different to many web-based documents, most of which were written once and remain static. The resources at RASA are knowledge-based, and the content grows and is updated as questions are asked and answered. Firstly, there's ARTS, that's Amateur Radio Technical Support. This site contains information about some basics you'll need about setting up your radio equipment, and you also have the ability to ask questions. QRM Guru, whose principal developer won a Technical Excellence Award from the Wireless Institute of Australia this year, has information and suggestions about how to deal with that pesky noise that's ruining your radio activity. And again, you can ask questions. The RASA, Welcome to Amateur Radio Guidebook, provides an introduction to our hobby for newly licensed Foundation Class amateurs. The book is published digitally. It contains many hot links to external websites with useful information. It's available as an Acrobat PDF file suitable for reading on a PC or tablet. It can be printed if required, and it's free. RASA also produces a magazine called QTC that's loaded with useful information. They also provide a welcome pack to clubs to hand out to the candidates attending their training courses, and clubs can contact RASA for these. All of these products are free to access and use and can be accessed from the RASA website, vkradioamateurs.org. Another resource is the website maintained by Peter, VK6YSF, and there you'll find some interesting projects that he has experimented with and documented. There's some particularly interesting items concerning antennas and assorted bits of equipment such as balans, unans, and feed lines. Peter's website is vk6ysf.com. An excellent resource outside of Australia, and this is only one of many, is the Surrey Amateur Radio Communications Group bi-monthly e-magazine Communicator, which is a first-class magazine with helpful items and stories to suit all levels of experience and expertise. It's published on the web and it's read in 130 countries. It includes a regular column item from our own Ono VK6 FLAB. The website is ve7sar.net, ve7sar.net. And we mustn't forget the more sociable option. That's actually talking to people. Yes, face to face. No microphone. Commonly known as an eyeball QSO. A very good way to learn more about the hobby is to meet other amateurs and start talking and listening. There are some good amateur radio clubs around the place, and by getting together you can listen and ask questions, and you can do the practical stuff. Amateurs are mostly friendly and helpful people, and you can easily tap into this resource. There's a list of local VK6 clubs on the vk6.net website. Good luck as you grow into the hobby of amateur radio.
Welcome to New Hams the Series, and today I've called this episode Calling the Tune and Paying the Piper. An antenna is either resonant or it's not resonant. That's the binary nature of antennas. In case you missed what I said, an antenna has two states, resonant or not resonant. But wait a minute. Every day you hear someone saying that their black box that's placed somewhere along the feed line is tuning the antenna. Well, that's incorrect and it's wrong and moreover it's fallacious. You need to get rid of the idea that the antenna tuner, which is the popular name for those black boxes, will make your antenna work better. It does, and it doesn't make your antenna work better. Firstly, the tuner does absolutely nothing to the antenna to make it resonant, fix up the feed point impedance, or anything else. So the antenna isn't any better than before you fired up the tuner. So why does it appear to work better after the tuning device is tweaked or clicks into place? What the so-called antenna tuner does, in simple terms, is to correct the impedance to match the feed line and antenna impedance that the transmitter expects to see. Most modern radios have inbuilt protection against a high SWR and the power is reduced as the SWR goes higher. The so-called tuner adjusts the impedance seen on the transmission line side of the radio so that the radio will transmit all the power you set it to transmit. So that's when an increase in your station's performance is noted. Not because your antenna has become better, but because your radio is putting out all of the transmit power that you told it to. Further increases in your station output can be achieved by improving your antenna, or as some people do, buy an amplifier and pour more watts into an antenna that may not be optimal. So when you hear people talking about an antenna tuner, they are talking about a feed line impedance matching device or an antenna coupler. It's anything but a tuning device, however the name has been around for a long time and we're stuck with it. The important thing is that you understand what an antenna tuner is and what it does and what it doesn't do. Once you get your head around that, you can call it a wheelbarrow if you like. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Covering Western Australia and beyond, this is News West, brought to you by WA Amateur Radio News, on air, online and on demand. This is VK6ARN and I'm Mark, VK4MHQ.
Last week we told you that we started making a video edition of News West just to test whether there's an audience for News West on that platform. Wayne VK6VE has very kindly volunteered to put the video together and to upload it to YouTube. To find our videos, search YouTube for VK6 News West. There's been a bit of interest, however that may be just curious locals who heard about it on the news and decided to take a look. We need to give it some time for an audience to develop organically, and that's what we're up to at the moment. And in case you're not aware, you can use a video editor to create a movie around a soundtrack using one or more still images or movie segments. So here's an opportunity for our listeners to contribute short videos and photos for inclusion in YouTube episodes of News West. So this is an opening for clubs or anyone really to submit images or movies along with your story. Send them as attachments to newswest at vk6.net. Or if the file size is too large for email attachments, email us anyway and we can send you a link to a place you can upload it to. The email address again is vk6@newswest.net. No, it's not. It's newswest@vk6.net. Subtle difference, isn't there? So how did you go on Saturday's Trans-Tasman contest? For the first time in some years, I was able to complete the whole 6 hours of the contest. And I must say it was hard work and very frustrating. I know others found it frustrating too, because we seem to be able to hear stations from the eastern states, yet they don't hear us. Or maybe that's because they have a lot of closer, louder stations that they can hear, and they take the easy path. But anyway, it was good therapy to be able to concentrate on working the radio for 6 hours and to catch up on air with Aussie contesting regulars who you get to say g'day to in the contests. My next foray into contesting will be the Remembrance Day contest next month, and we'll talk about it and other contests in the contesting edition of News West on the 31st of July. An amateur radio club of renown keeps a separate bank account for the comings and goings of money from their eBay account. A while ago, an unexpected fee put the account into overdraft. The bank wrote and posted a letter to the club, drawing its attention to the overdraft, and the club didn't get around to fixing it, so a second letter was sent and received. To avoid being further nagged by the bank, a club official turned up to the local branch and deposited the 5 cents. Yep, folks, 5 cents. I wonder what it cost the bank to send 2 letters. And here's a reminder that the WA Amateur Radio News Annual General Meeting is on Sunday the 31st, so that would be next Sunday. If you're interested in attending as our guest and for a free lunch, go to our website, vk6.net, register your interest there and pick up the details as you go. So that's a lunchtime meeting, Sunday the 31st, and it's in Guildford. Nice central location and a short stroll from the railway station. vk6.net is our website. Off you go.
Amateur radio clubs play an important role in maintaining and growing our hobby. It's in clubs that newcomers learn how to get things kick-started, where they get together to share information, build stuff, participate in activities, and have fun. People outside of clubs, especially newcomers to the hobby, are looking for ways to meet other amateurs and to learn stuff. So now's a good time for your club to strut its stuff. The News West cycle of weekly themes includes a club focus episode, where the program is handed over to clubs to promote, brag, educate, and include the amateur community. There's a couple of reasons for this. Your club benefits from promoting its existence and what it does. Other clubs and individuals benefit from hearing about your activities and your sharing of what's been going on. The team here at News West will hand over 100% of the program time. That's a full 30 minutes to clubs in the Club Focus edition. All you, the clubs, need to do is to feed News West with audio recordings or text, and we'll glue it all together. You give us 30 minutes worth, that's what goes to air. You give us 5 minutes, and we'll fill it up with something else. So, it's over to you. For Club Focus next weekend, please get your audio to us by noon Friday or earlier if you're sending text for us to record. Send it as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
The reports of my death are greatly exaggerated is a popular misquote attributed to the author Samuel Clemens, known by his pen name Mark Twain. The humorous quote is based on a letter that Twain sent to a newspaper reporter who had asked Twain about rumours that he was dying. In last week's National News, WA Board Director and Company Secretary Peter VK8 Zulu Zulu in his board report, while announcing an impending reprint of the Foundation manual, said the following, almost in passing.
The board were also keen to see the updated Foundation manual introduced, as there has been a decline in the number of examinations and subsequent licences issued in the last few years. This is in direct contrast to an increase in the numbers of new amateurs in both the USA and UK.
And there's a popular opinion around that there is a decline in amateur radio numbers in Australia. However, I've not seen any statistics to support that belief. They might be there, but I haven't seen them. Nobody's produced them. There doesn't seem to be a decline in amateur radio licences here in Western Australia, and I'll tell you how I know that. Once a month, News West runs a new amateurs theme, and one set item is where we congratulate and welcome those who have gained a new licence. And for the last couple of years, we've remarked on the total number of amateur radio licences held in Western Australia. I do acknowledge that this number includes repeaters and beacons, however, their numbers don't really change much over time. And note also that we're counting licences, not licence holders. In October 2020, we reported 1,392 licences held in WA. In November 2021, we reported 1,409, and this week there are 1,439, an increase of 12 over the last month. And we see that there's a net increase of 47 licences here in Western Australia over that approximately two-year period. And although those are not staggeringly impressive numbers, they disprove the idea that our numbers are declining and they possibly could have been affected by COVID restrictions. It's true that we'd prefer to see more growth in the hobby. However, what we need to see is our peak bodies using real data when talking about a perceived decline in the hobby. If we can apply the trend in Western Australia to the rest of the country, the hobby really isn't in decline. However, we may not be doing much more than treading water, and we all need to take a serious look at the trends and to have a plan for the future. I call on the Wireless Institute to do its research, analyse the numbers, determine what the trends have been, and then come up with a plan for the future. The rumours of the death of amateur radio in Australia are indeed exaggerated, and it's time for the Wireless Institute to embrace the Radio Amateur Society of Australia instead of trying to destroy it, and to engage with all amateur radio clubs and societies to develop common goals for the hobby.
This is Mark, VK6QI. Recently there's been some discussion on the WA Hams email group about resolving FM signals using an SSB receiver. Will, VK6UU, made a comment, using the digital transceivers 7300 and 9700, it did come as a bit of a surprise that switching between modes on receive resulted in fairly good audio when in cross mode. In particular, FM resolves well in SSB mode, both upper sideband and lower sideband. There had been some discussion about Bill VK6ZBB, who in the 70s was operating on the 2 meter repeater in Perth using AM. So Will goes on. Yes, Bill VK6ZBB, who lived in Armidale, close to the VK6RAP 2 meter repeater, was stunned when using his tunable AM transceiver, and he came across the strongest signal on 2 meters that he had ever heard. It was a bit difficult to resolve, but Bill was able to receive fairly good audio using slope detection of the FM signal. He never managed a contact for a long time until he found out that he had to transmit 600 kilohertz lower. Bill had also contributed to the WA repeater group with metal work when the repeater group was building cavity filters. So Bill was certainly one of the characters on 2 meters in the mid-70s. He certainly had some stories to tell, and if anyone gave a call on VK6RAP that wasn't answered, Bill would come up and say g'day. Some people appreciated his efforts to say hello, others not so. I visited him once when I was trying to get a Pi Reporter transceiver going on 52.586 megahertz, the 6 meter AM channel. Bill offered a transistorized power supply to replace the vibrator supply, a real leap in technology. So, yes, the 6 meter AM channel. In the days before FM two-way radios came on the market, Pi reporters, certainly in WA, were the go. Of course, it's a vacuum tube transceiver, fairly heavy, fairly large, but still lots of fun. So, my recollection, I think the taxi service in Perth, it might have been Swan Taxis, had used them, the Pi reporters that is, on the VHF low band around 70 megahertz. And when these transceivers appeared on the surplus market, someone clever discovered that if you swapped the receive and transmit crystals, so the receive crystal 8.764333 megahertz, and the transmit crystal 13.824 megahertz, I think. If you swap the crystals around and by rewinding some of the receive and transmit coils, the units would work on 6 meters, and the WA 6 meter AM channel was built, was born. It's a worry when I can remember the crystal frequencies like that. So 2 meter FM plug and play repeaters are nice, but there's nothing quite like using a few watts on 6 meters AM. And what's more, These things, these transceivers, tickled all the senses, including the smell and feel of the vibrator power supplies. But I digress. So back to Bill. I remember one day in the mid-70s, a couple of VK3s came over to visit WA for a while, and Bill, as usual, called them on the repeater with his AM transmitter. And after his call, one of the visitors, George, responded, "That has got to be the worst audio I have ever heard." Lots of people seemed to be listening at the time, because his statement became a bit of a catch-cry comment, among my peers. A bit of history in WA.
A recent release by the ACMA openly criticised the claim by QRM Guru that it was endorsed by the regulator. On Thursday, this announcement appeared in the QRM Guru website, and I quote, "In a recent ACMA update, the 20th of July, the ACMA denied any official support for QRM Guru. We are genuinely confused by this announcement. It's our firm understanding that our announcement represented our in-good-faith discussions with the ACMA. ACMA's acknowledgement that QRM Guru would add value to the amateur radio sector and their own compliance operations team was unambiguous. They were also extremely supportive of our plans to promote QRM Guru with the WIA and roll out a national education campaign. We'll be writing to the ACMA seeking clarification. Whatever the outcome of this confusion, RASA will continue its support for QRM Guru. It's the only on-the-ground sector-led resource to assist radio amateurs and the ACMA in dealing with unwanted RFI for the amateur radio community. In the meantime, irrespective of ACMA's stance, QRM Guru's next step is to implement a dedicated online ticket support system for amateurs dealing with RFI. This service will provide email and limited telephone support to amateurs with chronic or particularly challenging QRM RFI issues, and will also support clubs and beginners looking for guidance. You'll hear more about this in the coming couple of weeks. Our other initiative, following on from the ACMA's recommendation, is to prepare a national education and support rollout program. More news on the above topics as it comes to hand." End of quote.
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
During the week, we had a request from David, VK3, Alpha Delta Mike. David is the president of the RAOTC, the Radio Amateur Old Timers Club. I guess it's the nature of a club with a name like Old Timers for its members to be elderly, and unfortunately, some having failing health. David told us that the club is running out of people to sustain its broadcast committee. So what are they looking for in the way of help? Well, nearly everything, but specifically, they're in need of people to help compile news stories and to record stories and broadcasting their news, technical skills, administration and so on. In fact, they're interested in just about anybody. In relation to broadcasting, I think in WA we seem to have the broadcast pretty well covered. However, if you feel you'd like to be involved with broadcasting amateur radio news and want to learn how, contact your local broadcaster if you know them, or News West, and one of us can put you right. It's pretty easy. And the News West email address is newswest@vk6.net. What this request says to me is that the RAOTC Broadcast Committee isn't dead or defunct, but they do recognise the signs and they want to fix the problem now, before it becomes a crisis. David wants to have a yarn with anyone interested in helping out, even if you're not quite sure what you could do. Give him a yell and you can discuss how you can be part of the monthly RAOTC broadcast activities. From the News West perspective, it's not feasible for us to offer to compile the RAOTC news. However, what we can offer is some training for aspiring story writers and studio recording artists. We've successfully given this training face-to-face and via Zoom, and it's not difficult stuff to learn. Usually it's about learning a few techniques and gaining confidence. If you're interested in assisting the RAOTC in any way, email David at satcom@bigpond.net.au. So that's satcom, Sierra Alpha Tango Tango, charlieoscarmike@bigpond.net.au, and David will get you going on whatever it is you can help out with. We received notice only recently of the passing of two local amateurs. One was John VK6 Alpha Uniform and a previous call sign VK6 Hotel Quebec, and also Kim VK6 Uniform Oscar passed away. It was too late in the week to get anything to include in a notice for the news, so I know there's one coming for John VK6AU from his daughter, and if anyone can assemble some words for Kim, please do so. Get them to me by Friday and we'll put them to air in a fitting tribute.
If it's not amateur radio, it's not amateur radio news. News West is dedicated to amateur radio for amateur radio operators. This is VK6 ARN and I'm Mark, VK4 MHQ.
Good morning, Roy VK6 X-ray Victor with this week's helpline, and not much of it for the 24th of July. Nothing new this week, only repeats, but if you would like anything on the helpline for next week, do it now. You'll be early for next week's broadcast. We'd like to hear from you. But in the meantime, does anyone know where the Valve Bank or the Crystal Bank have gone to? Who are the custodians of each of those? The Valve Bank or the Crystal Bank? Looking for them, and I lost touch with that some time ago, unfortunately. But Jeff, VK6 Juliet Kilo Romeo, is looking for the Valve Bank. If anyone knows how to contact the Valve Bank and would like to contact Jeff, let him know, and me. Jeff's email is VK6JKR, that's Juliet Kilo Romeo, at Up and Away, I'll spell because it's confusing, Uniform Papa, November Alpha, Whiskey Alpha Yankee .com. VK6 Juliet Kilo Romeo at Up and Away, Uniform Papa November Alpha Whiskey Alpha Yankee at .com. And my address is VK6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. If you know where either the banks are gone, please let me know. We're looking for crystals still for Ron, VK6 Kilo Hotel Zulu. In fact, Ron is looking for crystals, two crystal required, between the frequencies of 7.030 and 7.035 megahertz. If you can help, he's looking for two crystals at specifically 7.032 megahertz. Please contact him. His phone number is 08-9417-16999. I'll go again, 08-9417-16999. Now, there is a beam available. It's an X-ray Romeo 3, 6-element, was 6-element, 2015 and 10 Miliyagi available. Contact Steve on 0408-183742, 0408-183742, or the email address is Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo Victor Kilo 6 Victor Zulu. It says Steve, VK6 Victor Zulu, at tangopapagolf.com.au. Thank you. That's all for me. If you have any items for next week, do it now before you forget. VK6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. 7-3 for now.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to everyone involved with putting us to air and online. It's a big task, and every bit helps. Please look us up on YouTube and your feedback is welcome. Next week it's Club Focus here on News West, and we look forward to having a full house of club stories. Send your stories as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net. Now please hang around for the callbacks, or if you can't, record yours at vk6.net. Then with your favourite beverage at hand, get on air and make some noise.